Good morning, Shavua Tov, Masechet Chulin, Daf Pei Bet, Pub. Okay, I can never drink in
the
All right, and we're ending off at the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Bet. So we basically proved why we had to have both Machlokot between Resh Lakish and Yochanan. Right, that was really where we ended off over here. With regards to Chayiv, remember, Resh Lakish said that even if you... if you aren't chayiv mita, but had you been chayiv mita, if there was a proper hatra'ah, if there was an ability to be chayiv, right, then it would have been, then kimna rabbinah applies, even though in this case you wouldn't get mita. Okay? That was what we got up to yesterday. Now the Gemara goes back to our original discussion. Could we say that Azuchay to Nimtza, Treifa, Avodazora, Parat Chatat? In all of those cases, Rabbi Shimon says you patur. Why? Because basically, it's a shechitah and a ru'uya. Because you aren't shechting the parat chatat, which is the paraduma, to eat. Rather, that's what we said in Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Parat chatat shechita she'ena ru'uya hi." And is it really not a ru'uya? Isn't parat chatat a proper shechita? Right? Bahatanya, we've got a brighter in Baba Kama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, para metama tumat ochlin. The paraduma can be metame tumat ochlin. In other words, it's called food. Remember, order for to be it must be ochlin, right? And why is it ho'il vaitara shata kosher? Because there was a shata kosher. There was a moment there when that shechita was a good shechita. You could actually eat the animal. Look at Rashi there. Shata kosher la'achila afla atzmo. Now, not only could you feed it to somebody else. Now, we've seen before that the ultimate test, if something is mutar bahanai, you can feed it to a goy, right? But you can feed it to yourself. Mishin ishchata. Umahu shata kosher. Now the Gemara says, okay. Va'amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Lakish says on this particular issue of when exactly is there shata kosher. Remember that's actually a brilliant Rashi, because Rashi adds in here umahu shata kosher shela, and that comes in Rabbi Lakish. Okay, so that's what like Rav Baruch Hu says. Rashi sends you back into the sugya, right? Umahu shata kosher shela. On this, Resh Lakish says, Resh Lakish, when is a shata kosher shela? Omer Yerush Rabbi Shimon para nivdeit agave ma'arachta. In other words, even up to the moment before you actually use the para duma, even if it's on the ma'aracha, you're about to start burning its ashes and doing the whole story. Before, at that moment, you can still pot it, you can still redeem it, and you can use it. Look at Rashi. Imatza na'ahemena. In other words, why would you want to do this? You found a better one. Now imagine in our days today, we're spending the whole our lives looking for a paraduma, just looking for one. Here the government assume you can't, well, you find a paraduma. Now this is how God comes along, look, there's even a better one. Right? Afilu al-gav barachta, afilu shachata kilchata, you shechted it properly and it's sitting there waiting to be done. Al-marechet shel etzim, it's already on the wood. She nishchetet aliyah kirim mitzichet para. So Shimon kol omed yiftot kipadudam. Okay, let's not, that's where it becomes too complicated, but let's leave it at that. So basically, it's Amar Shum Bepada, Amar Rav Shman Bar Pada, Amar Yochanan, Parat Chatat. So therefore we've got a kasha over here. Rakos got Sha'at Kosher. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Eina Mishnah. You know what? You're right. Take out Parat Chatat from the Mishnah. Ignore it from the list over here. We had all these examples. Nimtzei Treifa, Lavod Zora, Shochet Parat Chatat, Shoshor Niska, Agla Rufa, take out Parat Duma. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Right? Ain't a Mishnah. So now the Gemara moves on to the next one. Ve'Agla Rufa, Alav Shchita Ruihi. Now we start, once we start knocking them out, let's carry on, right? What, and the Agla Rufa is not a Ruihi Shchita? See how the Gemara says, Vahatna. That's how I think Mishnah changes to a brighter, no? No. Okay, yeah. Tznan is Mishnah. The Milat Tznan is Mishnah. Right? So here, Mishnah says, Sota and Ketuvot and Kritut. And okay. So it's a Mishnah. Vatnan Nimtza Hahoreg. You found this, remember, the Egla Rufa is for you found a dead body between the towns. Nimtza Hahoreg. Ad shelo ta'arofa Egla tetze v'tir'e ba'eder. The Mishnah says straight out that you found this dead guy until the moment you actually broken the egel's neck, you can still send it out to pasture. In other words, it's still not asur bahana. Up until the last second, you actually broke it. In other words, the minui is not good enough. Just appointing it, deciding that's Igla Rufa, doesn't do the Rashi. But to Rebbe, Keshar Cholit, Alma Eina Neseret Michayim, V'chishachta Amuteret. So the Shechta would be okay. So how can we say over here that Igla Rufa is not a Shechta Ruya? We see that the moment that, until it's actually broken its neck, obviously once you've broken it, you can't shecht it, right? Because it's dead. So that's not the question, right? The question is, what's the last? You right till the last moment. Same idea. Take mistake, you know what? It's a corrupt Mishnah. Take it out the Mishnah. So Gemara says, this was Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, says then Rabbi Yana. So me, I'm Rabbi Yana Hachi. Did Rabbi Yana say this? Now the Gemara brings this Gemara over here. It's also in Zvachim and in Kritut, by the way. The previous Mishnah which we learned was also in Kritut. In Kritut Kafe. And this over here says Zvachim Ayin, also Kritut Kafe, and Kiddushin Nun Zayin. It's in all those places. It's the same place as the previous one. Baham Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says like this, Gvul Shamati Baba Shachachti. I know I've learned some sort of limit. Gvul over here means the moment that it's still, until it's Elgar Rashi, Gvul, they're like the boundaries. Me'ematai Neseret. I've learned from it about but I've forgotten exactly when it is. Right? V'nizbin chavrai lomar, and now chavrai says the b'nei yeshiva. So in other words, there was a question that was asked. And the guys in the Beit Midrash, they said, yeridata l'nachal eitan osarta. That when is it asur? Up until the moment that you actually take it down the nachal. So which is earlier than the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah said, until you break its neck. He's saying that what did the Batei Midrash guys in Babinah say? Until you walk it down the Nachal. So walk it down is already an earlier time. So now the Gemara is like, we're trying to understand here, is this Igla Rufa Shechit Ruya or not? So what's like this? Ve'im Ita, right? What does it mean, Ve'im Ita? If this is correct, that there is such a kasha that we're not sure exactly when it is mutar until. So it says, Lishni, why don't we learn in the Mishnah? Say like this, because there seems to be some sort of stir here between these two Mishnayot, right? The first Mishnah is telling us, right up until the moment that it's dead. And the second Mishnah says, already early on, we start walking it down the Nachal. Mm-hmm. So it says, Lishni, the Mishnah, the Gemara should solve the situation and say like this, Kan kodem yirata, kan lachay yirata. When is it mutar before you've killed it, before yirida? And when is it asur? Once you walked it out already. In other words, that's how I should have said it. So in other words, it seems to be a little bit complicated over here with regard to exactly what Rav Yanai said. So Rav Pinchas Bered Rav Ami, Anan Mishmei Dresh Lakish Matninana. We learn like Rishum in Levi. Sorry, not Dresh Lakish, Rishum in Levi. Is Rishum in Lakish? Rishum in Lakish, right. You see, when I said yesterday on Shabbos, I said normally we see Dresh Lakish, Dresh Lakish. In our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, or here it's Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Now that could also have been Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, I suppose. I don't know who he is, but anyway, could be. Maybe not. But it's Lakish, but not. Igla Rufa in the Mishnah. So it says, yeah, because remember that was the original answer which we saw, right? It was the original answer we said. Amar Bishum and Lakish Bishum Rabbi Yanai. So we originally we learned it then Rabbi Lakish, bringing in the Rabbi Yanai. Now Rabbi Pinchas says no. Rabbi Lakish didn't say that Rabbi Yanai. Actually, Rabbi Lakish himself said it. So Amar Bishum Ki Havin Me Rabbi Papi. When we were at Rabbi Papi's Beit Midrash, Kashelan, right? Me Rabbi Lakish Aki. Now did Rabbi Lakish really say this? V'ha'itmar. We got a machloket. Yeah, we heard yeah Ma'amar before with Amar Tzipori. Tzipurei Metzora, with regards to Tzipurei Metzora, remember the Metzora sets aside two birds, right? One he kills and shechts in the blood, and the second one he puts in the blood and lets free. Remember that? Okay. With me? Okay. Two Tzipurei. So the question is again, Me'ematai Ne'esarin, we've got these two birds that are set aside to be birds for a Metzora, for a leper. When are they asuk? Look at Rashi. The tzipurei metzora kaimidam bekidushin b'ha'ish mekadesh in perek nun in the daf nun vav the asurin b'hana'a. The same idea here. We got the same idea as Igla Rufa. Just asur b'hana'a. There, like you said, when is it? Rabbi Yochanan omer mishat shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says only from the moment of shchita, right? And Rabbi Shimon Lakish omer mishat lekicha. Rabbi Lakish seems to be the one who says even at an earlier stage, right? For sake of completion, look at the Rashi Mishnah Shechita. The Ne'eseret Shechuta, this is very important. Aval HaMeshulachat Muteret. You see that diuk there? Which one is Asur? Only one that you shecht. But the one that you're not going to shecht, that you say, that's Mutar. Dichtiv HaShlach LaTzipor Achaya. Velo Amra Torah Shlach LeTakala. Okay? In other words, there's no Shlach here to cause a problem, that you might send it in for your own Hana'ah purposes. So you can send it. But nonetheless, Rashi Lakish says, Mishat Kicha. Right? Ushtehe Nesorot Achi Shalach. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only Chayev at a later stage when you shechted it, and then the only one you shecht is Asur. But until you shecht, they would both be Mutar. With regards to Rashi Lakish, Rashi Lakish says, no, Mishat Kicha. Right, and then Rashi Lakish also agrees, obviously, that the second one that you don't shecht is mutar bahana'a, but it only becomes mutar once you've shechted the first one. See that? That's Rashi. That's the deal. Ushtehe ne'esarot ad sheyishalach. Okay, because until you shecht, you send it, you don't know which one it is. You've got kicha, you take two birds, you're not sure which one you're going to shecht, which one you aren't going to shecht. It becomes asur the moment you take it. And only once you've shechted the first one, is now do you know that the other one is mutar because you haven't shechted it. Okay, that's how it would work. But by the way, we said to Rashi Lakish said over here that it's already asur from the time of kicha. So over here, it would make sense over here that he says that with egla rufa, it should also be from the time of kicha. Yet he says over here, from the time of before you've killed it. You know, my time, Rabbi Shimon, what's his reason? The gamar kicha kicha, me egla rufa. And the whole bekor of Rabbi Shlakish's learning that it's asur from kicha is from eglarufa, so it makes sense. Of your eglarufa. Ela amra b'chia bar Abba amra b'Yochanan eglarufa in the Mishnah. You know what? Eglarufa is on Mishnah, and therefore we can't learn Rabbi Yeh take that Mishnah as well. So we basically took out para duma, we took out eglarufa, and did we take out anything else yesterday? No.
But if you were just learning Mishnah, they would be included.
Right, they are in the Mishnah. I suppose if you looked in Kahati, he might bring the Gemara and say, because that's what he that brings the Gemara. Just by the way, on noting the Gemara, Ed came to me and said about the reason for Otove Beno. Remember, I said that I would look up in the shul in the Aruch Hashul in
the reason for the
Aruch. Because the instinct tells us that it's because of like having Rachmonas on the bird and the mother. But we've all seen, I think Ari or somebody mentioned, that basically we've learned the dinner of Shechita, Michael mentioned, that we've seen in Shechita that what we thought was all about like the most sensitive is not really so apparent in Shechita, right? But I looked in the Mishnah in the Sefer HaChinuch, and he brings us Mishnah, and he says, Charlie, bottom line, he says, because of Chemla, that you shouldn't kill off like a mother and child on the sand. They should teach us sensitivity. But it's actually worthwhile looking at. Maybe actually WhatsApp, maybe somebody can find it now and send it out to the group. Because it's definitely worth reading the Aruch, the Sefer HaChinuch. Because it's amazing his Bekiut here in the Gemara. And he brings the case there of Rabbi Yehuda of Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. And we had the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda of Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. And we said there was a Safek. We said it was a Mifshat Pshitadei or Mesupkelei. And we ended up saying it's a Safek. And he proved it's a safek, because he says that the din applies as well to a male. We had a machloket that only applies to females or males. He says, if you know for certain that it's the father and the child, you definitely can't shecht them both on the same day. Right? And that's if you know for and he brings there the case of being choshesh le safek of Zera Ha'av of Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually worthwhile reading them. It's in Emor. It's in Emor. It's Vayikra Yutet Pasuk Kafchet, I think it was. It's in Emor. It's in the Law Ta'aseis. So if you know, the Sefer HaChinuch goes the Aseis and then the Law Ta'aseis. That's at the very beginning of this period. It's in...
Kafbet
Kafchet. I said Yutet Kafchet. It's Kafbet Kafchet. Kafbet Pasuk Kafchet. And it's definitely worth reading. If somebody can find it now, Google it, look in Safari or whatever, and WhatsApp it out. It's worth looking at it. Okay. New Mishnah. Shnayim shel what? Chimla. Okay. It gives the same idea. Right. Okay. Right. Shnayim shel lakhu para ubana. Right. So now two people that took each one takes a para, one takes a child. So Eze Shelakach Rishon, Yishchot Rishon. Buying here, right? When you say Shnaim Shelakhu, the idea here is buy. Lakach here means to buy with money, right? So you come to a shop and you buy from the owner, whatever, the farmer, and he buys the mother, he buys the child. Mishnah tells us over here that the first come, first serve, basically. Okay? That's the bottom line. First in, first out. But there's no hard, it's not a halacha l'moshe misina on this, right? Not even gzera nakatu, it's not even a doraita, right? It's just basically to try and create seder ba'inyanim, right? The Gemara says like this, I'm Rabbi Yosef, le'inyan dinatnan. Look at Rashi there, what do you mean dina? Hadi tani matniti mishlakach rishon ishchon rishon, lav le'inyan isur v'heter. Not a halacha here, of isur v'heter. Basically, if there's one wants to do today and the second guy's going to wait till tomorrow, then doesn't make this fine. Perfectly fine. Aval dinu, right? In other words, it's din. It's in this. Im ba'u lebeitin. If people now come, so they both want a sheikh today. Okay? And now they say, no, you can't. The Mishnah says you can't. And they come to Beitin. I needed more than you. I've got a big suda. My son's getting married, and the case was. We say to them, he's the first guy who bought it. That's why he bought it to shecht it. So you knew when you came to buy that somebody already bought the mother or the child, and he bought before you, and assuming he's going to shecht it, you knew when you bought it that you couldn't shecht yours today as well. Okay? She'ilu lo machra bala bait l'sheini. Because if the Balabite hadn't shecht sold the second one, va'akav la'atzmo, haya lokeach shochet, and he would have sold, he would have been able to shecht it, no problem. V'chein should have put Tosef, v'akav lokeach v'balabite, hu kodem l'balabite. Even other way around, right? If the Balabite sells to somebody, then the buyer has the schut over the Balabite. Balabite can't say, I want to shecht mine. No, you sold me yours so that I can shecht it today. I've got to shecht mine and not you. Okay, that is basically the halacha of the Tana. Better brighter. Im kadama shen. Now what happens now if the second one actually comes first? Hareze zaris. V'niska zaris. So he was quick. And he's niska. He benefits. Delo avad isura v'niska. There's no isura here whatsoever. Right? He's got Rashi to yesh to revach she ochel hayom basa. Okay, new Mishnah. Shachat para. V'achar kach shnei banea. Now it starts getting interesting, okay? The cow's got two children. You shechted a cow, and then you shechted both its children. So the Tana Kama says, Sofek Shmonim. You're over on two Isurim of Otovet Peno. Because the Isur always goes on the second one. On the first child, you're over on Otovet Peno. The second also on Otovet Peno. New case. Shachat Shnei Baneha. First you shechted the two children. Vacharkach Shachata, Sofek Arbe. Makes a bit of sense, right? It's on the second one. When you shechted the two children, there was no problem. Because it's otovet beno, it's not echav or achim, whatever. Right? Which raises a little bit of an issue about chemla. If you think. It's a little bit of a... So the whole reason of this is because of chemla. Then it shouldn't make a difference. Why mother and son, not two children? But then the Sefer Achilo said, because you're killing out like generations. If it was just two children, there might be more children. Okay, so Shnei Baneah v'achar kach shachata, sofeg el arba'im. Look at Rashi there. Shnei Baneah v'achar kach shachata. Okay, we got that. Shachata, third case. Shachata v'et bita v'et bat bita. So now you killed shechta three generations. Mother, child, grandchild. One after the other. Right, Tanakama says sofeg shmonim. We understand why, right? Because the mother and the child was otov et beno, and then the child and its child was otov et beno. Okay, so over on both. Look at Rashi. Yesh kan shnei otov et benos. Right, as Rashi says, shachata ve'et bat bita. So now you shechted it and its grandchild. So far it's mutar, right? You've done nothing wrong. Va'achar kach shachat bita. And then you go and you shecht bita, says Tanakama, sofeg et ha-arba'im. Why only arba'im? Look at Rashi. Ve'et bita. Ve'achar kach et bat. Sheikh shachata ve'et bat bita. En kadain isu. Look at Rashi. Ve'achar kach shachat et bita. Ve'yesh b'shchita zu shnei isurin. Oto ve'et beno. Mishum ima u'beno. Ve'oto mishum bita. Shel zo shekva nishchita. Right? These are not two isurin.
It's like the first case.
But you didn't know a different order, right? But then why you only get arba'im, Tanakama? So feg arba'im wa, dechad lavhu, vechada hatra'a, vechad ma'aseh. Chad lav, or tovit beno, as opposed to the first case where you shechted the mother and then the child, and then the grandchild. By shechting the mother and then the child, you were over already. Okay. You shechted the grandchild, you're over on the, again, here, you shechted the mother and the grandchild, and now in the middle, it's one maaseh, which works in both directions.
Yeah.
So she's saying, because it's one love, one hatra'ah, and one maaseh, only chayiv arba'im. Okay? Usumchu says, Sumchu doesn't agree, Sumchu somer, mishubi meir, sofek shmonim. Sumchu says, no. You work in both ways, you know the make it say. Look at Rashi, yeah? Sofek shmonim. The time of the sumchus refresh by Gemara. We'll see that in the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Amai." So the Gemara says, "Amai." Oto ve'et beno amar Rachmana, ve'lo beno ve'oto. Right. So what's that amai over there? Right. What is it? Judah Shon Rabbi Harei Kanshtaim. Is here Shnei Imran? Because we said over there, Shachat Parav Achakach Shnei Banei Sofeg Shmonim. Shachat Shnei Banei Achakach Shachtas Sofeg Et Arba'im.
Saying if you.
It seems to be that the Torah says Shachat Para V'achakach Shnei Baneah Shmonim. Shachat Shnei Baneah V'achakach Shachata Arbim. So why are you Arbim on the second case here? We're asking on the second case, right?
So
there
shouldn't be any because it's
Otov
et Beno, not Beno et Otov.
On the second case.
It doesn't even have to be the second. It could just be if he slaughtered a child and then mother.
But why? Shachat Para V'achakach Shnei Baneah. That's Pashu that you're going to get it. I think it's in the second case. Shachat Shnei Baneah, V'chakach Shachata. Here the question is, why? Because it says, Oto Ve'et Beno, meaning the mother first and then the children. When it's the children and then the mother, that shouldn't be a chayiv.
Maybe it's not because it's Otam.
I think that's the question. The question is, Keshu Omer Lo Tishchetu, Arei Kan Shnayim. So that's why it says, Lo Tishchetu. Look at Rashi, yeah? Lashon Rabim Mashma. Arei Kan Shnayim. He's here at Shneihem. Beinim Shochet Ha'em, Ubeinim Shochet Ha'bat. Yeah, that's the case, right? ולא משכחת לשניים עוברין אלא בשלוש בהמות. But then he says, yeah, but we, okay, the girl was in a little complicated. Baha Kaitza, how will it work? אחד שוחד את הפרה, ואחד שוחד את האמא. אחד שוחד את בנה, שניים האחרונים חייבים. So this law תשחטו over here seems to imply that when two people are over, how can that be over? It has to be mother, child, and grandchild. Right? שניים האחרונים, then the last two are חייב. So, the Gemara says, but you can't use that. That doesn't work. We still got a kasha over here. Because hami baile legufo. We need that law tishchetu over here. Teach us the issue itself that you shechted two animals, the mother and its child. We can't use it now for multiple aveiras later on. The Gemara says, no. You can use it. Why? Because im ken lichtov law tishchot. It could have said, just said law tishchot. Am I law tishchetu? What's law tishchetu? Law tishchetu already comes to include multiples. The Gemara says, Va'akatiba is still a difficult one, right? Because that Lord Tishchetu, we still need the Pasuk for itself. The Ikatabachmana Lord Tishchot, if it had just said Lord Tishchot, Habinachad, would have thought only with regards to one person in Trey Lo, but two people, no, look at Rashi there, about Trey Lo, Shachatichad Ha'em Vechatabat. If there were two people involved, the Afilu Acharon Patruk Kabash would have learned that if it just said Lord Tishchot, Lord Tishchetu, sorry, right? They wouldn't have, if it said Lo Tishchot, right, wouldn't have known that Lo Tishchetu applies to two people. So only, when are you over? The same person killed the mother and the child. But if two people killed another child, you wouldn't have thought. So therefore, the Torah says Lo Tishchetu. Right? Lo Tishchetu. The Gemara says, you know what? Afilu Trei. It could still work. Why? Because Imken Lichtov Lo Yishchetu. Then it could have said Lo Yishchetu. Ma Lo Tishchetu. The fact that it said Lo Tishchetu, right? Shma Mina Atarti. We learn from this multiple people and multiple avaras all at the same time. Look at Rashi, the Lord Tishchetu, the Mashmet, the Tarvayu Avda Isur, that both of them did an Isur. So we see here we've got Lord Yishchetu, we've got the plural, and Lord Tishchot. Okay, it's difficult for us always to understand the actual grammatic. Bottom line is, I'm just betting a little bit slower. What was that question when I said, am I? Well, I'm still not 100%. Like I explained it?
It's a simple question.
Okay, all right. If it's a simple question, okay.
It's right. Otovia, but not Benovia.
Like I said, okay. All right, okay. Shmona Tati. Okay, now, the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, Shachata ve'et bat bita. Remember? That was a case of Sumchus. So we said, Shachata, that was the case number four. Shachata ve'et bat bita, and then he went back and killed the child, the daughter. So it was the mother and the grandchild, and then the daughter in the middle, and we was Bachloket, Chachamim, or Sumchus, whether we get 40 or 80. So now, Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, my time is the Sumchus. What Sumchus' reason over here? What Sumchus? Why does Sumchus say we get 80? Kasava Sumchus, Achal Shnei Zaytei Chaylev, Behelam Echad, Chayav Shnei Chataot. Right? Says, Sumchus over here. Does he think? Right. In other words, this is all a question over here, right? We're trying to understand Sumchus. Do we say that Sumchus is in a case where a person ate two Zaytei Chaylev? Remember, we know what Healam Echad means, right? Look at Rashi. Behealam Echad, Shelo Nodalo Bentayim Shechata Beshogeg. Chayev Shtei Chataot. In other words, the guy ate one Chaylev, a Kazayit. No one came and told him that was a Kazayit. That's Chaylev. He doesn't know, he thinks it's meat, he thinks it's fat, he thinks it's shuman. He then went on ate another chaylev in the same he'alam echad, it was out of separate warning, right, anything like that, or out of separate knowing about it. And therefore he's two chataot. V'adinami demechaya b'hatra achat u'belav echad shnei malkiot. And the Gemara is assuming then, if that's the case, sumchus, because we would say normally, be'he'alam echad yoni chayev one. Right? If it's all in the same sitting, I sat down to eat, and I'm eating chaylev. Now, I had one kazayit, two kazayit, I ate a whole plate of chaylev thinking that it's shuman. I happen to be a meshugan who likes shuman, right? I like fat. And I ate a whole plate of fat, and there were 10 kazayitim in there. So, what's the dwama? I should be chayev 10 times. But maybe Sumchus does say you'd be chayev. We're trying to understand why does Sumchus double up on the punishment here. Do we say in a case like that, that Sumchus says that if you ate two kazaitim, you have to eat it. Ubedinu, right? Delishmainan ba'alma. Now, this is interesting over here, right? Ubedinu, he says, and really, delishmainan, what delishmainan? Hechad ein gufin, the halacha would normally be in a classic case, in a regular case, the ein gufin muchlakim. Kagon b'shnei zait echeda. What does it mean? The gufin muchlakim. That's what ba'alma. Muchlakim. In our case, for example, we've got a mother and a child. Oh. They're two separate bodies, right? Two separate, clearly separate avodas. You're killing the one, you're killing the other. That's completely different to sitting and eating a whole plate of chaylev, where it's all the same chaylev. So chaylev would be not gufin muchlakim. They aren't two separate things. It's one big pot of chaylev.
No,
right? It's two zetim, but it's one big pot of chaylev. Yeah. With regards to, so now the critics say, but then who? That normally this halacha you would be, but it's less.
It's one
kazayit.
It's one.
One pot.
It's two kazayit.
That's what he's saying. Two kazaitim.
No zaitim.
Not two zaitim, no, but the measure. Yeah. He understood it. Yeah, he understood. But it's one big thing of chaylev. In other words, we understand that you could say you'd be chayev in a case of gufim muchlakim, where there's a shchita here and a shchita there. So what do you mean lo noda? Okay, but it's obvious, more or less, that you're doing two different animals, right? Mm. But in one big part, it's less obvious. So he says, normally we'd say the case would be, but we could explain it in a case of gufin einan muchlakim, like a chaylev. But why are we learning it here? Behind the kemash melahaba, hi, is to teach us, lodicha kochan derabanan. What kochan derabanan? That even in a case like our Mishnah, which is kochan gufan muchlakim, two separate animals, Chachamim would say, adayin, still you only chayev arba'im one. That's the one side of the question, right? That's where I try to understand chusumchus. The afagav duvuchan muchlakim, like in our case, patre rabanan. Or dilma, or maybe no. Kesavar sumchus, Achal shnei zaytei chaylev behalam echad eino chayev ela achat. Normally it only once. V'hacha, but here's a separate reason. Hainu taima. Why is the reason? Hoil the gufin muchlakim. Even Tzumchus would agree that in a chaylev of zaytim, right, of a couple of zaytim, you only be chayev once. But here he says, because it's Gufin Mukhlakin, therefore he's saying it's Chayiv twice. Okay? So the question is important. Is Chumchus Shumchus saying, even in two cases of two Kazakim of one Gufin and none Mukhlakim, you Chayiv twice? And the reason we're mentioning it here is because Chachamim say, even in Gufin Mukhlakin, you aren't Chayiv twice. Or does everyone agree, Achal Tznei Zetim of Chayiv, you only Chayiv once? And here, Gufin Mukhlakin, you would be Chayiv Kodesh Shumchus, Chachamim no. Right? The truth be told, there's still Hodiah Kochan Shuraban Chachamim that in Gufin Mukhlakim, you still Chayiv twice. Right? Doesn't change that last part. You with me? The last part stays the same. Okay. So that's the question. Is Shumchus say, Achal Zetim, it's across the board, you always Chayiv twice? Makes the difference Gufin Mukhlakin or not? Or only Gufin Mukhlakin? That's really the bottom line of the question. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yosef's. Rabbi Yosef asked the question. We asked him, Rabbi Yosef, my timer. This is Abaya's question to Rabbi Yosef. So now, Amarle. So Rabbi Yosef answered Rabbi Abaya and says, in, yes. What's yes? Kesavar, Chumchus does hold. Achal shnei zei techer v'elem echad, chayev shnei chataot. He says, it's across the board for Shumchus. Shumchus is consistently of the opinion that whenever you do two avarias in respect of Gufin Mukhlakin, not Gufin Mukhlakin, you are chayv twice. And he carries on, how do we know this? We know this, midatan, midatnan. We got a Mishnah. Right? Here it's a brighter, by the way. Tzarech lomar midatanya. We got a brighter. Midatanya. Hazorea kilayim kilayim loke. If you now go and you're busy planting kilayim, you're throwing out seeds, kilayim kilayim, you get malkot. In other words, you're busy walking down the furrow and you're throwing out like this, right, out of your bowl, you get multiple malkot. Right? It says here, loke. So my loke, look at Rashi very quickly, hazorea, mashma shezara v'chazar v'zara. Okay, you're walking down the row and you're going, one, you're throwing out again. I mean, not be, it says like it's been my. Sorry, I don't know. It's my loke. What does it mean, loke? So the bride is like, on the first market, obviously it's pashuk in the market. Everyone says, you zorea kilayim. Now, if you're throwing out seeds that are, the Gemara's example over here is seeds for wheat seeds and grapevine seeds together in the market. V'od, the second kashi on this is, my kilayim kilayim. What does it mean, hazorea kilayim kilayim? Right? What does it mean? What's that multiple use of kilayim for? Ela pshita shtei malkiot. That's pashut. And when we said the kilayim kilayim, and you get malkot, we're talking about more than one set of malkot. And we continue. But my answer, we'll be discussing. Remember, we try to understand. Our question was, mi mai. Remember? Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yochan, to Abaye, yes. And now the question is, from where do we know that Sumchu says you get multiple malkot? Now, tell me, what's the case? The guy's busy walking down throwing, and it's one after the other, and every time he does, he's getting a hatra'ah, second time a hatra'ah. Tell me, he already learned. Nazir shayash tote yayin kolayom, enu chayev el achad. If he's drinking wine the whole day, Nazir on the first hatra'ah, he only gets his only chayev once. Amrulo al tishtev u'shote, al tishtev u'shote. They tell him, all, every time he takes a sip, takes a drink, they say, don't drink, you're a Nazir, drinks again. Don't drink, you're a Nazi, drinks again. Don't be a Nazi, drinks again, right? Chayav, akol achat v'achat. So we don't need this Zorea, Zorea to tell us. We know the halacha already. If you get a separate hatra'ah, you chayav twice. Ela pshita bevat achat uvahatra'ah achat. It's pashut that this particular bride that we're speaking about, talking about a case of where you're doing it in one shot, and it's one hatra'ah. Look at Rashi over here, bevat achat. And a pshita bevat achat. I skipped that a few times. Ve'od ma'kinan bevat achat. Biyado achat chita v'charzan, uviyado achat seora v'charzan. Okay, so he's got wheat in the one hand and grape seeds, and he's got barley in the one hand and grape seeds, and he's going like this. And this he throws out of that hand wheat and kilai, wheat and grapes, and then he throws out barley and grapes. Hatrachat, one shot, right? That's what it means over here, right? So it says now, but now hatrachat. So now our money. Who's the Tana of this brighter? Ilay Rabbanan de pligia le de sumchus. If you were to tell me that kumat, maybe it's Rabbanan, and they cholak on sumchus. Where in our case, hashta umay hatam. What's the case over there? The gufin muchlakin patre Rabbanan. Hachin Okoshka. And in our case, we saw in our Mishnah with regards to Gufin Muchlakin, Chachamim were Patur, Hachin Okoshka. Aren't they definitely Patur in this case over here? It's in two different hands, two completely different things, right? So it's a case of the same thing. It was there with the one animal. Here it's wheat and grape and flour and grapes. Ela lav sumchusi. Therefore, it must be sumchus that is the tana of this. And sumchus, we've just proven now, according to Rabbi Yosef, that sumchus says you always chayev two sets of punishments on the same matra if you're over on two avers at the same time. Okay? Clear? Yeah. The Gemara's pretty happy. So it comes on and says, lo, it's not sumchus. Le'olam Rabbanan. Look at Rashi, yeah? Le'olam Rabbanan. U'b'shtei hatra'ot. And we're actually talking about a case of, yeah, not like we thought. It's not one, not bevat achat and hatra'a achat. It's actually two hatra'ot. So now says Rashi, u'dekashi elach pshita. And when you said earlier on that it can't be one after the other with separate hatra'ot, that's pshita because we brought the case of the brighter, etc., of the Nazi that ate, drank the whole day. So what's going on over here? Hakamash melan deiket trei gavne kilayim. We learn the chiddush over here is actually telling us that there are two types of kilayim: the bein chita v'chartzan uvein tzora v'chartzan havu kilayim. They're both wheat and grapes, and both barley and grapes are kilayim. That's the chiddush of this mishnah. Is not to tell us about the hatra'ot. It's obvious there's two hatra'ot and there's one after the other. The big chiddush here was that if you've got your one hand grapes and wheat, the other hand grapes and barley, those are both different examples of two types of kilayim. All right, the bein chita v'chatzan bein tzora v'chatzan havu kilayim. Ula'afuke, says Rashi midrab Yoshaya, the bayi shloshtan ke'echad. He says over here, in order to be chayev on kilayim, on two types, you have to have wheat, barley, and grapes in the same hand at the same time. Send it up. They're separate. If it's wheat and grain, wheat and grape, and barley and grape, we know we're not in that sugya there. So don't worry about that sugya over there, right? We're back in the Gemara. Ela lav sumchusu ela leolam rabbanan umilta agav urchei kamashmalan. The Bride is coming to teach us something along the way. Rashi tells us the ikatrei gavne kilayim. Rabbi Oshia ad she yizra chita usora vecharzan b'mapolet yad yubichayev kamashmalan. Says the Gemara the chizar chita vecharzan usora vecharzan nami michayev yosechayev. Basically, we can't prove anything over here in this Braita about Sumchus, where the Achel Chaylev, you be Chayev twice. If Sumchus always has an opinion that you always Chayev two or not, this Braita can't help us at all. This Braita came for another reason altogether. So now the Gemara has to try again. Okay, and we're actually making records here. All right. So now the Gemara tries again, right? Toshma, right? Bring another Braita. Achal mizekazayit, sofek shmonim. Okay, this Braita over here is a Braita later on in our daf. In 10 days' time. We'll see on Daf Tzadik Aleph. Right, Achal, Mizek Zayit, Umizek Zayit. So, look at Rashi here. What's going on over here? This is amazing, actually. For me, this is a big chiddush, this Gemara. Achal, Mizek Zayit, Umizek Zayit. Mishnei Gid Hanashe. But look carefully at the Rashi. It's two Gidim Hanashe. Shel Shtei Yerechot, of the two different thighs. Shel Behem Achat. Okay, it's obvious, I suppose. It's obvious. But you don't think about it. The animal's got two gidei nashe, because he's got two sinews, got two sciatic nerves, like we've all got two sciatic nerves in our body. In each leg, you have a gid hanashe. The question is, which gid hanashe was the Torah telling you that you are sure to eat? Now, we almost just assume there's only one. I don't know. I assume there was one. I don't know why. Right? Look at this. So now look at the amazing Gemara. Achal mizek kazayit umizek kazayit. You ate a kazayit of each one. Right? So fake shmoni. The Tana Kama said you get 80 malkot. 40 for each. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino sofeg ella arbaim. Rabbi Yehuda says you only get 40. Why do you get 40? Look at Rashi, arbaim. Rabbi Yehuda letame. Tame pasha gira nashe. Eino noheg ella ba'achat. Rabbi Yehuda says that this issue of gira nashe only applies to one of them. The question is, which one? Which one? Why do you only get 40? So we'll see. Right. So now, the Gemara says, Hey Kidami, what's going on over here? Give us examples. said like this. So if it was when the brother said, "Achal mizek zayin, mizek zayin, shofek shmonim." So now we try to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara's question of Rabbi Yehuda is not why do you get 40, not 80. Why do you get it all?
Why?
We're not sure which one. Look here, look here. It's a hatra'at safek. Safek. Remember we had yesterday? Hatra'at safek. And o malkot. Hatra'at safek. And o shma hatra'at.
Lama safek? Lama?
You'll see in a second. Okay, well, yes, right, look here. Here is the achazeh ubishtei hatra'ot. See, we always see this, right? The Gemara gives us information and then builds on it. So without actually realizing it, without yesterday's daf, wouldn't have understood the concept. Now that we're all experts. We saw yesterday's daf. Hatra'at safek. We know exactly what it means. Right? So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, if we're saying that the case is one after the other and two hatra'ot, so my time with Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rashi there, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Eino Sofeg El Arba'im, lo havel el milki klal, shouldn't get any malkot whatsoever, right? Look at the Gemara, hatra'at safeki, it's a hatra'at safek, uveshma'in el Rabbi Yehuda, we learned yesterday, the Amar Hatra'at Safek Lo Shmei Hatra'ah. Right, and where's the Mishnah Shas Vav Le'el Pei Aleph Abad Aleph?
Where's the Hatra'at?
We've seen it because, look here, carry on one second. Look at Rashi, now go back to the Rashi. The Rashi starts off, let's say, the Amar Eno Safek Al Abraham, Lo Havelei, he should get any why. Ko Chada V'chada, each time he ate, first on the right one, and then from the left one, Hatra'at Safeku. It's a Hatra'at Safek, why? Rabbi Yehuda is not sure if it's the right one you ask from the Torah or the left one you ask from the Torah. So you're eating the left one now, and how can I give you a hatra? Maybe it's the right one. So the hatra is a hatra tzafek. If you eat the right one, maybe it's the left one you offer from the Torah. It's a hatra tzafek. So each one of those hatra or tzafek is not really hatra. So you're going to get malkot for a hatra. Both of these hatra or hatra tzafek. Look at Rashi. What? What do you mean, what can we buy? That would be, because we know that it's only one. We know that Gid and Ashi applies to one of them. So now, if you eat both of them at the same time, let's get there. The Gemara wants to say there that the dot, why the dot? Because everything's Yamin, right? Everything's Yamin. Okay, well, that's really different, right? What do you mean? V'yibayileyu pshitadashel Yamin. Now, this is interesting here. We always hear the word dot Torah.
Yeah.
Look at this Rashi. Umay dot dot Torah osfuke mesapkele. Is it dot Torah? I suppose it means dot Torah means we go after the Yamin. Or is it a suffix? Our minds do go, our intelligence in one particular direction. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So therefore, what he's saying over here, it can't be two hatra'ot. If it was two hatra'ot, one after the other, right? Neither of them would actually work. Right, look at back in the Gemara. As of Ma'achidam, Ida Mebezachazeh B'shteu B'tran. But Rabbi Yehuda Hatras something. V'shmein La Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Hatras Sem L'shmein Hatra. Tani, right? Where's the proof of this? By the way, we're jumping the gun here. What's the proof of Rabbi Yehuda that Hatras something isn't Shema Hatra? Look at this. The Tanya, we got a brighter, right? And this is a brighter also in this Masechet and in Masechet Makot. He ka etze v'chasar v'ka etze. What are we talking about? Mi shelosha hata achar gita. A woman never waited after her. She got divorced shlosha chodashim. V'niseit v'yaldin. She got married quickly, like a month after she got divorced, and she had a baby. And now this child was born very quickly, right? And now safek ben tish'al rishon v'safek ben shiv'al achron. Now you know the child can be born within 7 months. So it could have been a 7-month-old child, a pregnancy to the new husband, or it might be a 9-month pregnancy to the first husband. So we're not sure who the father is. Right? So now you are going to hit your father. Make aviv motumat. Right? Umakalel aviv motumat. If you curse your father, you die. You chav mita. So now the question is, you hit this guy. He was your mother's first husband and his second or her second husband. Which one's your real father? Right? Will my real father please stand up? Right? So here's the case. V'shegadal, Rashi says, when he got bigger, he kaita echad v'chazar v'kaita chaver, hit them both. They're both, I suppose, giving him a hard time, right? They're both claiming some sort of parentage here, right? So Tanya, he kaita zev v'chazar v'kaita zev. Oh, it's kileret zev v'chazar v'kaita, what?
Or not.
Or not, right. Yeah, you're right. Or not. Right? Or, and then he curses one, curses the other. Or she kash nahim bevat achat. Yeah, you're one in the middle, right? Or he hits them both at the same time. Or she kidash, or he curses them. Chayev. Tanakama says he's chayev. Rabbi Huda Omer, bevat achat chayev. If he hits them both at exactly the same time, in one shot, he's chayev. Why? Because mimad avshach, one is his father, right? Chayev bezeachar ze patur.
That's a
fake. Okay, so that was the proof of Rabbi Yehuda about Hatra'at Safek Shema Hatra'ah. So now the Gemara is okay. So now why? So now we go back to our question. Our real question is as follows: Eino Safek Ela Arba'im Hechidami, right? So Toshma Achal Kazait Mize Umize Safek Shmonim. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Eino Safek Ela Arba'im Hechidami, right? Ilem Beze Achar Ze Ubeshtei Hatra'ot. If it's one after the other and two hatra'ot, so then we know Rabbi Yehuda says hatra'at safeki. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela pshita, it's pashut, bevat achat. And he did this at the same time, the kezait, right? Achat u b'hatra achat. And it was one achat and one hatra achat. Now, bevat achat mentioned three times on our Rashi. Go to the third case. It's the last one from the bottom. Look at the last Rashi at the bottom there. Tehavya hatra'at vadai. V'ka'amar Tanakama Sofek Shmoni. Okay, and in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would tell us that you only got Arba'im Batra Achat. So now the Gemara wants to. Okay, so now we understand that over there, if we go back to the Braita, right, we had there. Acham is there, Kazam is there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sofek El Arba'im. And Rashi telling us that the Tanakama says, Acham is there, Kazam is there, Kazam is Sofek Shmonim. Oh, the Gemara says it, right, he got Shmonim. So now our question is, who is the Tanakama? If we can attach Sumchus to this Tanakama, then we've proven that Sumchus is the one who holds Shmonim. All across the board, and we can understand it right. Uman Tanakama, Ilem Rabbanan, the Pligere de Sumchus. If it's Rabbanan, who we know in our Mishnah, Cholek, argue with Sumchus, right? Hashta, Umahatam, the Gufin Muchlakin, Patri Rabbanan, they. In our case, where the gufin are muchlakin, where it's two different animals, right? And there, Chachamim said, even there you patur. So surely over here, in this case over here, where it's acham izek and izek zayit from the same gid of the same animal, or different gid of the same animal, it's not gufin muchlakin, they'll definitely say you patur. You only chayiv arba'im, right? So therefore it must be sumchus who says shmonim, and therefore come full circle here, that it is Sumchus, we said Shmonim, and Birshutchem, we're going to stop over.